to register for our Pentecost retreat June 5th to June 8th and our Rome pilgrimage November 16th to 24th, please see the links in the description. Now let's pray.
Oh God, come to my assistance. Lord, make haste to help me. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. O Son of Justice Christ our Lord, as you restore the day to earth, now rend the darkness of our minds, that light from virtue may return. In this your favored time of grace, Lord, grant repentance from the heart, that your compassion may convert all those your love has long endured. Grant us to bear the penances that bring atonement for our sins, however great our faults and guilt. Yet greater is your gift of grace. The day shall come, your holy day, through which all things will flower again. Let us rejoice, for through this day your grace will lead us back to you. Let all your works adore you, Lord, O merciful and triune God. Renewed by pardon, let us sing a new song to your holy name. Amen.
I lift my heart to you, O Lord, and you will hear my morning prayer. To my words give ear, O Lord, give heed to my groaning. Attend to the sound of my cries, my King and my God. It is you whom I invoke, O Lord. In the morning you hear me. In the morning I offer you my prayer, watching and waiting. You are no God who loves evil. No sinner is your guest. The boastful shall not stand their ground before your face. You hate all who do evil. You destroy all who lie. The deceitful and bloodthirsty man the Lord detests. But I, through the greatness of your love, have access to your house. I bow down before your holy temple, filled with awe. Lead me, Lord, in your justice, because of those who lie in wait. Make clear your way before me. No truth can be found in their mouths. Their heart is all mischief. Their throat a wide open grave, all honey their speech. All those you protect shall be glad and ring out their joy. You shelter them, in you they rejoice, those who love your name. It is you who bless the just man, Lord. You surround him with favor as with a shield. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. I lift my heart to you, O Lord, and you will hear my morning prayer. We praise your glorious name, O Lord our God. Blessed may you be, O Lord, God of Israel, our Father, from eternity to eternity. Yours, O Lord, are grandeur and power, majesty, splendor, and glory. For all in heaven and on earth is yours. Yours, O Lord, is the sovereignty. You are exalted as head over all. Riches and honor are from you, and you have dominion over all. In your hand are power and might. It is yours to give grandeur and strength to all. Therefore, our God, we give you thanks, and we praise the majesty of your name. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. We praise your glorious name, O Lord our God. Adore the Lord in his holy court. Oh, give the Lord, you sons of God, give the Lord glory and power. Give the Lord the glory of his name. Adore the Lord in his holy court. The Lord's voice resounding on the waters, the Lord on the immensity of waters. The voice of the Lord full of power, the voice of the Lord full of splendor. The Lord's voice shattering the cedars. The Lord shatters the cedars of Lebanon. He makes Lebanon leap like a calf, and Syrian like a young wild ox. The Lord flashes flames of fire. The Lord's voice shaking the wilderness. The Lord shakes the wilderness of Kadesh. The Lord's voice rending the oak tree and stripping the forest bare. The God of glory thunders. In his temple they all cry glory. The Lord sat enthroned over the flood. The Lord sits as king forever. The Lord will give strength to his people. The Lord will bless his people with peace. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. adore the Lord in his holy court.
Yet I, like a trusting lamb led to slaughter, had not realized they were hatching plots against me. Let us destroy the tree in its vigor. Let us cut him off from the land of the living, so that his name will be spoken no more. But you, O Lord of hosts, O just judge, searcher of mind and heart, let me witness the vengeance you take on them, for to you I have entrusted my cause.
God himself will set me free from the hunter's snare. God himself will set me free from the hunter's snare. From those who would trap me with lying words, and from the hunter's snare. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto. God himself will set me free from the hunter's snare.
Whoever follows me does not walk in the dark. He will have the light of life. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has come to his people and set them free. He has raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of his servant David. Through his holy prophets he promised of old that he would save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us. He promised to show mercy to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant. This was the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship him without fear, holy and righteous in his sight all the days of our life. You, my child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give his people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us, to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto. Sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Whoever follows me does not walk in the dark. He will have the light of life. Praise to Jesus, our Savior. By his death, he has opened for us the way of salvation. Let us ask him, Lord, guide your people to walk in your ways. God of mercy, you gave us new life through baptism. Make us grow day by day in your likeness. Lord, guide your people to walk in your ways. May our generosity today bring joy to those in need. In helping them, may we find you. Lord, guide your people to walk in your ways. Help us to do what is good, right, and true in your sight, and to seek you always with undivided hearts. Lord, guide your people to walk in your ways. Forgive our sins against the unity of your family. Make us one in heart and spirit. Lord, guide your people to walk in your ways. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. O God, by whose wondrous grace we are enriched with every blessing, grant us so to pass from former ways to newness of a life, that we may be ready for the glory of the heavenly kingdom. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Amen. May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen.
Thank you for praying with me. We invite you to join us for two upcoming very special events. Our Pentecost retreat in San Diego County on Palomar Mountain, June 5th to June 8th, and our first ever Rome Sing the Hours pilgrimage, November 16th to 24th. Check the description for more information. God bless.